Hey, this is Andy C.
Hey, it's Future Bound here.
Hey, this is Katie from Coven.
It is me, Mosey, everyone's favourite dad of DMB.
Hey, this is Wilkinson.
Hey, this is Netsky.
Hey, it's Boo.
Yo, this is Bensley.
Hey, guys, it's Formula.
Hey, it's Andromedic.
This is the Full Noise Podcast with Mike Nicholas.
All right, right now, you're listening to the Full Noise Podcast, and I'm here with Axel Andromedic. How are you? Oh, sorry, Andromedic.
Yeah, that's it.
It's actually funny because I was going to tell you a story, which I don't know if you like realized it all at the time, but when Captain Bass came here not too long ago, I kept saying your name wrong, and I kept saying Andromedic rather than Andromedic. And
I think he mentioned it. Yeah, I remember saying that they're all saying your name wrong here.
Because he got me to record it into like your group chat or whatever that you guys have. And, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh no, please don't send it to him. But anyway, how are you and how's the side of the world been so far?
Good. I've been here for a little more than a week now. Mm-hmm. And it's been great to be back. It's also nice to have like a little bit of summer here because it's really cold in Belgium right now.
I was actually going to say that about the weather. It must be like a nice wee change for you.
Absolutely, yeah. It's great.
Just as we say that, just as it's like spitting on us right now.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought we'd like take it back, if you don't mind, like your whole musical journey. Like, where did it start out for you, and was it always drum and bass?
I guess you could say my musical journey started with me taking piano lessons when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Then kept doing that for like 10 years, but after 5 years, so when I was 15, I picked up producing, and that was around the time I got to know Netsky and got to know UKF and like just slowly rolled into drum and bass.
Yeah.
And then from there, basically just kept going and kept working on production.
Cool.
Yeah,
nice. Do you think, because for people like myself who are like trying to start producing at the moment, I come from someone who doesn't really have like a musical background. How much do you think that helped you like from the beginning?
It definitely helps, but it's not a must. Like a lot of people I know don't have a musical background and they make great music.
Yep.
And again, like lately, especially the last few years, there's so much material online, so you can just learn it yourself. It's like look at things like Splice are great for samples, but you also have great chord packs and whatnot. You should be fine.
There's like so many tools now for sure. And obviously you have quite a like unique and melodic sound within your dance floor. What was I going to say there? Did it come about naturally for you finding that sound?
Yeah, I think so, because I started off from the piano, so melody was always a really central thing for me.
Yeah.
And then if you look at my main influences being the big dance floor guys like Netsky, Subfocus, it's all quite melodic as well.
Yeah.
So I think everything just flowed naturally from there. Also me taking a lot of inspiration from the early Liquicity tunes and Madouk. It was like the most logical thing to do for me.
Yeah, nice. And obviously you've just recently had this brand new collab with Graphics Come Down. How did that sort of come about for you?
We've been in touch for quite a while, just liking each other's music and whatnot. And then, as usual, we were at a rave, we were both playing there, and in the backstage we're like, bro, we gotta make a tune, and we actually did.
Yarn.
So we got in touch and kept sending ideas until we got something that worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Calm Down.
Cool. And it's come out so good, like it's a tune.
It's been really well received. The streams are going great. I'm really happy with it.
And obviously you played Tomorrowland last year, but this year you've got something super cool with the whole like stage takeover.
Yeah.
I think like when I first saw that come up, I was just like, it's so cool to see drum and bass taking over like something so iconic like Tomorrowland more and more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's great to see, especially if you look at other hostings as well. There's a lot of bass music. You have Rampage, Monster Cat, who have always been there, but now you have DMBNL as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if Dead Beats is on there, but anyways, a lot of drum and bass. Great to see. I love it.
Yeah, 100%. And what else is on the horizon for you in 2024? You got a few more collabs in the works?
Definitely. I'm now working towards an EP. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, when I'll be back in Belgium, my main focus will be on two of my own shows I'm doing. I'll be premiering an audiovisual show in Belgium.
Cool.
I just want to get that perfect, and I'm working on a lot of new music, which I will only play there for the first time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wanna tour that visual show throughout the summer and then see where we'll end up after that.
Yeah, 100%, and then maybe bring it back over here.
That would be great.
Surely. And I thought we could do like something a little bit fun, just like a quick fire round, which I'm need to pull this a bit closer so I can actually see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a quick fire round to get to know you a little bit more if you're up for it.
Yeah, let's go.
Mosh pit or back row?
Back row.
Back row. Dance floor or jump up?
Dance floor.
Yep. FL or Ableton?
Ableton.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Festival or small sweaty rave?
Festival.
Cool. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, no, I've actually never done karaoke.
Okay, yeah, fair enough, neither have I. Yeah. It's kind of funny that I wrote that, considering I've never done it either. Sync, yes or no?
Yes.
Cool. Uh-huh. What's an essential item on your rider?
Towels,
yeah. Cool. Uh-huh. And finally I put, do you have a guilty pleasure sort of genre that you listen to that some people wouldn't know? or wouldn't expect from you?
I always have a weak spot, but it's not a guilty pleasure. It's just good music
for
old R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with all the pop stars like Rihanna, Beyonce, and music has a special place in my heart. It's great.
For real.
It's really poppy, but whatever.
I shouldn't say guilty pleasure, really, because we shouldn't really be shouldn't judge anyone for the music that you like. Yeah. But yeah, and also a lot of that music, I feel like the BPM isn't really that far off drum and bass, really, is it? So.
And a lot of people are now even sampling that music and using it again. So
exactly, it all comes back around. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. And until next time, enjoy the rest of your New Zealand tour.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Follow us on the socials. Just search @FullNoise.